Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Look, he did what he came to do.
Both of us at the desk are standing on our feet.
Are you kidding me right now?
And
that
you can
wasn't
see
free?
The reaction from Temp Bosby. He thought he had it. Tick for tack, counter by counter. Who wants it more?
Catch his catch can.
Springboard. Oh, into a cutter. Wait a second. One. And that's it.
I knew it.
Tim Bosby, the look of disappointment, but did the right thing. Great sportsmanship there. Ladies and gentlemen, and still, Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion. And wait a second, he's... He just snubbed Allen.
Look, motivated by greatness. See, I was born to make it. I get it in and I train to win to spark my elevation. This dream of mine is tunnel my ambitions and channel them to a vision that's gonna line my name amongst the legends. This is more than a passion. See, this is my purpose. The pumps I'm taking this road, I ground it, fostering my impatience. They try to tell me when my turn, cause they refuse to see my time is now. But I'm the future of this industry. It's too late to stop me now. See, I bled, sweat, and prayed for this moment. Now I'm taking it. I'm putting in work to rise to the occasion. Ain't no faking it. I hustle cause people believe in me. They can see the bigger picture. I'm focused locked on the picture.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow, week two of our Blockbuster Spectacular. Once again, I am Dustin Starr, joined by my broadcast colleague, Terrence Moore.
Dustin, last week was phenomenal. We saw the ending of last week's TV show as one of the best matches we have yet to see out of any of the trainees, and today will be no different because our main event is going to be huge.
It is teacher versus student. Derek the King going one-on-one with Big John Dalton, but also we've got a score to settle with Ray Sanders and the Hollywood Clique. Take a look.
As of today, I am officially done with the Hollywood Clique.
Ray Sanders done with the Hollywood Clique officially. Hey, come on.
Come on, guys.
Two-on-one out here. Colton Cage and Van Vicious. Attacking your Van Vicious and Colton Cage absolutely tap dancing all over DK, but here comes Ray Sanders. Pulls Van off. Here we go, face to face. Ray Sanders with a big shot. And another one. Ray Sanders has Derek King's back too. And it's a good thing they escaped. Fans, it looks like we've got the team of Ray Sanders and Derek King.
The following man is set for one fall with a 20-minute time limit, making his way to the ring, accompanied by the Hollywood Clique, Casanova, Colton Cage.
Take a look at that. Right inside your living room is Casanova, Colton Cage, and this guy is nothing more than a big old jerk. There, I said it.
Yeah.
I said it, Terrence.
No, you're right. And look who's representing him. We've known him for years. He's never changed. Hollywood Jimmy.
Yeah, and welcome back, Hollywood Jimmy.
Hey, introducing next. It's a pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to the ovation from Ray Sanders. Finally did the right thing, and you see Secret Service over here by the desk just staring a hole through Ray Sanders, and there he is with his family. They've been watching him for a long time, dream of this opportunity, and as you know, Ray Sanders is our head referee here at Memphis Wrestling, or at least he was, got intertwined with the Hollywood clique, as you've seen, and now his dream and his goal of becoming a professional wrestler, the time is now.
And take a look. We go back. You mentioned his family is here. The prodigal son came home after realizing just how bad of a decision he made. I couldn't be more proud of Ray Ray Sanders and the opportunity he's making for himself today.
Ray Sanders here, one-on-one action against Colton Cage. Ray Sanders feels like that he has to take up for himself. Of course, Derek the King has been a mentor, trainer for Ray Sanders, as well as Alan Steele. Derek King has come to the aid. There's a whole story, and you've seen it throughout this program. But right now, I know Ray Sanders can't wait to get his hands on Colton Cage. And meanwhile, you know Jimmy has something in store for Ray Sanders.
It was just on your screens, but did you see Jimmy Blaylock's hat?
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Come on. You gotta be kidding me. What to say, I hate poor people?
Yeah. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Terrence is very offended by that.
Well, I mean, come on.
That's a joke. I was kidding.
I was fixing to say now. Come on.
Bell rings. We are underway, and we're starting out, of course, with a poke to the chest. Look at Colton Cage. I don't think he's taking this seriously at all. We've seen Ray Sanders in a referee capacity, but let me... Let me tell you, he can hold his own in the ring, but he's got to prove it right here, right now.
But I do want to say, the good outcome here today is that Ray Ray Sanders...
What a shoulder tackle.
The good thing with Ray Ray Sanders is at least Ray knows what to look for. Because he's been with this group.
Absolutely. He knows the Hollywood clique and Jimmy Blaylock's tactics better than anybody, believe me. He went through with some really disgusting stuff as an official here on Memphis Wrestling already. Fans, we have tag team action here today. The Hot Shots, after attacking Ray Collins last week, it's tag team action. Hot Shots with Justin Klein against Ray Collins and Adamus Fane. Also, our main event, Derek the King, trainer here at the Wrestle Center. Oh, and look at this. One-on-one with his star trainee, Big John Dalton. And what about the disrespect we just saw in the ring?
Well, you know, Ray Ray Sanders, of course, got some of the best training right here at the Wrestle Center. And one of the biggest things is sportsmanship. At the end of the day, you've got to respect your opponent. You don't have to like them.
Last week, we saw sportsmanship last week. That was basically the theme of the episode. I don't know how much sportsmanship. Oh, look at this that we're going to see here.
Oh, over the top. Oh, there we go.
Sanders lands on his feet. He better watch out behind him.
Speaking of watching out behind him.
Yeah. Colton thought he discarded Ray Sanders. Big shot from Ray. And another. Third one's a charm.
This seems personal.
What a springboard cross body. Two count in the opening minutes. Ray Sanders on fire.
Colton Cage is looking around as if somebody might have got the license plate off the truck that just hit him. That is Ray Ray Sanders.
Total utter shock as he eats two boots to the face. Whoa, Ray Sanders going all the way to the top.
High risk.
Oh my goodness. Spin kick off the top. Almost picked up the victory. Ray Sanders bringing the excitement.
This would have been the nail in the coffin for this chapter if Ray Ray Sanders could have picked up that win just in
it. Oh, wait a second here.
Jimmy always waits until the most convenient moment.
Ray Sanders with all the momentum in the world, and it's all halted because of Jimmy Blaylock. Fans, this match will continue. Don't you dare go away.
Cracker Barrel, we've got 20 meals under $12. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And ooh, all new Golden Carolina barbecue tenders. So stop in, dig in, and now earn Cracker Barrel rewards.
You're helping her study for a geography test. When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Sonic steak, butter, bacon, cheeseburger.
Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage?
call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. Join us tomorrow for our next live TV taping featuring our Memphis Trios Tournament. Get your tickets in advance and save $5 with code word TRIO at checkout. Order now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. The onslaught continues. Ray Sanders was just kicked right square in the face. And Colton Cage is headed to the top rope, but wasting plenty of time.
This cockiness, we've seen it happen already in this match. It might pay off, but then again, it might not.
Taking a lot of time up there. Here he comes.
Oh!
Nice drop kick.
Caught in midair.
Both men go down. Terrence, I'm sorry. You can finish that thought if you'd like.
I was going to say that's exactly what I was going to talk about is Ray Sanders may be at a weight disadvantage, but he's a small guy. He's quick to get that adrenaline pumping again. And you know this as well as I do. They're oftentimes the underdog, and who usually wins at a disadvantaged fight?
A lot of cockiness, a lot of wasted time from Colton Cage. He better get... Here we go. I was going to say, better get serious, but it looks like Ray Sanders is going to get serious. Big shot from Ray Sanders.
That fist was from across the river.
Colton Cage with a low knee once again shuts down Ray Sanders. Ray Sanders flying back elbow. I am extremely impressed with Ray Sanders right here today. Going against one of the best Memphis Wrestling has to offer in Colton Cage, former Memphis Trios Tag Team Champion, and a give up from Ray Sanders.
I don't believe it, Dustin. Ray Sanders may actually be able to take home the victory.
Colton Cage also won the Shark Boy Open Invitation Battle Royal, earned himself a championship opportunity. Ray Sanders going to the top, but so is Jimmy Blaylock.
What is this?
Jimmy distracting the ref. Looks like Ray wants to punch him. Please do it. Yeah, please do it.
Totally not fair.
Wait a second. Kane,
come on.
Right to the face. And a cover. Not like this. Jimmy Blaylock, you should be ashamed of yourself. There's the cover. Please say it's not so. And that's it. We take a look back at the action on Instant Replay. Brought to you by Cop Pow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas. Check them out. Cop Pow Comics. Back to the action.
Colton Cage would not have won this match here today had it not been for Hollywood Jimmy.
Absolutely. And disgusting. Ray Sanders should have had this victory. And what are they doing now? The bell's rung, it's over.
Oh, come on.
Pounding away in a mounted position.
It's not good enough to say that he won the match unfairly. It's that he's going to continue to assault Ray Sanders.
Leave him alone, Colton. He's already won the match, crooked as ever. Oh, fans, here comes the cavalry. It's Derek the King. Ray Sanders is mentor, one of his trainers. We're going to restore some order, and when we return, it's tag team action. And the Reverend is here. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Victoria Vendetta, and I train here at the Wrestle Center. The best part of training here at the Wrestle Center is my trainers. I have some of the best trainers here in Memphis, and I've learned a ton just from being here with them. What makes me different than all the other ladies is I'm a lot stronger, I'm a lot tougher, and meaner than all of them. I'm Victoria Vendetta, and I'm here for a reason. Women's division, you better look out for me.
Here's a newsflash, y'all. Uncle Sam is blessing us with a 5K spending card that is available for every...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ringside. And joining me at this time is one of our Memphis Wrestling stars of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Reverend Ash Taylor. Taylor, making his debut here. Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow. I'm sorry to interrupt your prayer, but welcome to Memphis Wrestling. Welcome to the Wrestle Center.
Thank you, Brother Dustin. Have you heard the good word? The righteous path has made its way to Memphis Wrestling. And I promise you, by the end of my time on this earth, the righteous path will have paved its way right to the heart of Memphis Wrestling.
Well, talking about the heart of Memphis Wrestling, you're definitely talking about the Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow. Welcome to the program, Reverend.
Thank you again, Brother Dustin. And I have something here to share with all of these fine people here in the Wrestle Center tonight.
What is this? You've got a collection plate?
This is the offering plate. And Brother Dustin, come with me. We're going to come over here.
All right, I'll walk with you. What are we doing here?
We are going to pass this around. And when I find its way back inside this Wrestle Center, I expect it to be overflowing with cash, supporting the righteous path.
All right, fans. Looks like Reverend Ash Taylor is passing the collection plate around the Wrestle Center to see if anybody's going to follow the righteous path. Did I have that correct?
Yes, sir, Brother Dustin. The righteous path is the only path to salvation. It is the only path that each and every one of these poor, pathetic sinners in here can take. They give to the righteous path, and they can find their way to the promised land.
So you called them poor, righteous sinners, but you also want them to donate to your fund?
Absolutely, Brother Dustin.
I'm sorry, it's funny but not funny.
There's no joke here, Brother Dustin. All of these people have a chance, the opportunity to fight their way to the Holy Land, because they all need it.
We get an update on the collection plate as it's circulating through the Wrestle Center here. Let's see exactly how many people are following the righteous path. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Ash Taylor. Ooh, doesn't look really good. Looks like we have some used tissue, empty milk duds, and you do have $1 in there. Is that what you were expecting, Reverend?
You think this is funny, Mr. Starr?
No, this is definitely not funny.
Do all of you think this is some kind of joke? I will tell you right now, this path you are following is a path full of heretics. The only path you should be following is the righteous one. And I promise each and every one of you, if you don't continue to follow the righteous path and you keep following down this heretical nonsense, each and every one of you will find yourselves on the path straight to hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Ash Taylor, things didn't go as planned. Don't go away. More action still to come.
Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Join us tomorrow for our next live TV taping featuring our Memphis Trios Tournament. Get your tickets in advance and save $5 with code word TRIO at checkout. Order now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. 96X is envy. 96X is alternative. 96X is Memphis. And this is the 96X Insult of the Week.
Stars of Tomorrow? Is that a joke? They'll be lucky if some of these even live to see tomorrow, because we got the stars of today in the house, baby.
Listen live anywhere in the world at 96xmemphis.com. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Full Gear. Join us Saturday, November 19th. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ringside. And joining me at this time, accompanied by Coach Justin Klein, ladies and gentlemen, the Hot Shots. I
don't need your help. Justin Klein, hot shots. Make it quick, guys.
You know, Dustin, last week, why don't you shut up? You downtrodden degenerates. I know you like to cheer for the mediocre instead of the excellence that you see in front of you. But you know, last time we came out and we did exactly what we intended to do. That was send a message and refocus that spotlight where it needs to be, and that's on the hot shots.
Ladies and gentlemen, tag team action is coming up. You guys not only have Ray Collins, but you've got Adamus Vane as well.
You know, that greenhorn came out here to save his little buddies. He had no business, and we're going to show him today if y'all are feeling lucky, why don't you come out here and test your luck, and you'll see your place in the pecking order.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hot Shots in tag team action next.
Hey, what are you waiting for? Get out there.
Adamus Vane and Ray Collins come out looking madder than ever. And also, looks like they still got the sport coat of Justin Klein, who just barely escaped the grasp of Adamus Vane last week on Stars of Tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely here for some retribution this week. And Adamus showing up that sports coat because it's a subtle reminder, Dustin, of just how close Coach Klein came to being within his grasp.
You know what? I would actually pay to see that.
I would pay twice.
Adamus Vane one-on-one with, was it SoFine Justin Klein? I would pay to see that. I'll book that. Championship committee, I'm sure, would be interested in that. Finally gets his jacket back, but they're not worried about that. The bell rang, and now we've got Ray Collins in the ring with the hot shots.
Got to say, very proud of Ray Collins last week, despite the outcome of that match. Did a fantastic job in that contest.
Well, one would argue that he should have won.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things were definitely going his way, and look at this.
Ooh.
Starting right off the jump with a boot, pulling him down by the hair. Cheap tactics, but what do you expect from the hot knots? I mean, the hot shots.
Hot shots, yeah. Careful, Dustin.
Well, if Maria was here, there's definitely something else that she would have said.
Would it have been another Lizzo
remark?
Well,
yeah. She's going to call me out for being too scared to say it.
Oh, so. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. The hot s***s. I'm sorry. Are you happy, Maria? You can believe me. All right. Look at this. Push-ups on the back of Ray Collins.
We've said it time and time again. Cockiness only gets you so far. You got to be very careful not to underestimate your opponent, no matter how trained or how long they've been wrestling.
Absolutely. The Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow have the very best trainers in the Mid-South, and I'll put that up against anybody or anything. So Ray Collins and Adamus Vane are certainly ready for this.
By the way, Adamus Vane, the size of that guy.
Man, and a slap. A slap shoves him in the head. Jason Dredd down here at ringside just loving it.
Oop, nice reversal.
Oh, no. Looks like Ray Collins hung on. Definitely hit his lower back on the ring apron. Big block. What a shot from Ray Collins. Both hot shots. And he clotheslines his partner on accident.
Nice. Oh,
leg lariat from Ray Collins.
Could this be it?
Look at Justin Klein sticking his nose in there. Fans still to come on this program. A huge main event. Derek the King one-on-one with Big John Dalton. Now we're seeing the very first look in active competition inside the Wrestle Center here for Adamus Vane. Look at the size of Adamus, as you mentioned. Just puts him down with authority.
I gotta say, I am very, very impressed. Fighting back. Oh my goodness, Northern Light suplex. Look like a two count. Vane almost picks up the victory. Also, join us live tomorrow, right here at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Tickets are on sale right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. You will not want to miss it.
Double team.
Rick Collins attempting to break the arm there.
Despite the outside interference we've already seen, could we be seeing the making of a new tag team in Memphis Wrestling?
Very well could. Oh, and as soon as the referee, David Knight, turns his back, there's an illegal pump to the eyes, followed by a German suplex that absolutely planted Ray Collins on his head.
He's going to be seeing stars, no pun intended.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely. Not those kind of stars. What a shot. Two German suplexes. Really, he's put Ray Collins in a bad spot.
He is. Ray is in some trouble. He's in the opposite corner, not where he wants to be. He's going to have to find something to dig deep down inside.
Even with Adama's vein here, it's still 4-on-2.
Ooh!
Hit the lights. Holy cow. They almost hit the lights here at the Wrestle Center. Double team elbow drop. This could be it.
Been a long time since we've seen the ceiling hit.
Top of the line reference right there. Good job, Terrence Ward. Tell you what, they hit those lights up there. King Cobra might have something to say about it.
God, that chop had force. Did you drop him like a sack of potatoes?
Spit at Adama's vein? Literally just hocked a loogie over there.
What, we just got out of COVID. We're just slowly getting out of COVID. Really, you're going to spit at the guy?
People still have masks on around here. Here we go. Speaking of that, Wet Willy once again on Ray Collins. We saw that last week.
Ray Collins is in some trouble, Dustin. And what is going on here?
Looks like he might be choking him out. Sleeper hold. Thomas Vane coming in to help out. Wait a second, the hot shot switching out.
Of course, not tagging, which it would have been simple to go tag. I've never understood that.
Referee David Knight has no idea that they switched. Both of these guys look very similar as well.
Ethan Ross, the legal man.
Shot. Oh, and a clothesline from Adama's Vane. He's just tired of seeing it. Vane coming in, house of fire. Double clothesline! Down goes the hot shots! And Justin Klein is having a conniption fit. Meeting of the minds. Oh. Yes, sir! Both men go down once again.
Not the kind of bell they were hoping to hear.
Meanwhile, Adama's Vane coming after Jason Dredd and Justin Klein. That's right, you guys better run. Ran all the way out of here.
Well, there's a problem, though, Dustin. Ray Collins is by himself inside the ring.
What are we doing here? Double team maneuver. Powerbomb neck breaker combo. And that's it. We've got a winner.
Here is your winners, the Hot Shots.
Hot Shots. Pick up the victory. Fans, we're running long. When we come back, we're going to hear from Martin. Stay with us.
Memphis Wrestling is on fire. Catch us live tomorrow at the Wrestle Center. Don't miss the Memphis Trios Tournament live. Plus, the return of Buff the Stuff Bagwell. 12:30 VIP and 1:45 bell time. That's tomorrow at the Wrestle Center. Saturday, November 19th is...
Watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW all year with us. It's free to watch. Sunday, December 4th, we celebrate our core holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Saturday, December 17th, is our annual Wine City Rumble, where it's every man
and woman for themselves. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Promotional consideration is paid for by the following. Anthony at Southern Roofing and Renovations.
Oh, hey. With Zeem, you can stream free local TV from all over the country. Zeem speaks for itself. It really doesn't need a celebrity spokesman.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ringside. And joining me at this time, making his return to Memphis Wrestling of sorts, put your hands together for Martin. That's right. Welcome back, Martin. Welcome back to the Wrestle Center. And I know that last week and this week were also big days for you, just like the Stars of Tomorrow. You've spent a lot of time here at the Wrestle Center.
Well, you know what, Dustin? I came by just to check out the group of the up-and-coming Stars of Tomorrow.
Yeah, now I know that behind the scenes, well, in front of the camera, we don't really like you that much. But behind the scenes, you played a very strong, important role in helping mold some of the talent that you see out here on our two-week Blockbuster Spectacular. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, of course, of course. Well, I've been here been to the Wrestle Center numerous times on several occasions. But you all want to know something? You know what? Everybody stand up. Stand up. Come on, stand up. Stand up on your feet. And let's congratulate Dustin Starr. There you go.
I appreciate it, Martin, but it's not about me. This is about the athletes and Stars of Tomorrow in the locker room. I appreciate it, though.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But you know what, Dustin? You're right. It is about the Stars of Tomorrow. You have 20, when I say 20, I do mean 20 of the best snot-nosed, wet-behind-the-ears, ill-mannered, disrespectful students.
Now wait just a second, Martin. You're the one being disrespectful here. Get out of here with that stuff.
Let me tell you, Dustin, this goes for you and everyone else in the back. They must didn't understand me when I said,
wait a second, Martin, you're being interrupted, thank goodness. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, time to meet another one of our Stars of Tomorrow. Put your hands together for Draco. You know, usually I don't like an interruption like this, but thank goodness that Draco is here to stop that what's coming out of your mouth. Draco?
Once again, destiny has come to Memphis Wrestling.
Who are you? Who are you? Tell me who you are.
I am the light in the dark. I am the one and the many. I am the yin, the yang, and the line in between. Long gone. Long gone are the days of Ricky Steamboat, yes. But the dragon has returned. The dragon has resurrected. And the dragon will inhale smoke, breathe fire, and spit venom at anyone opposing his destiny.
I'm not real sure what that means, Martin, but I think it's a challenge.
Well, I tell you what, just like I said weeks ago, I am going to be just like a hurricane. Whosoever, and I do mean whosoever.
Hey, this match is not scheduled here today, Martin. Keep your hands to yourself. All right, guys. We're going to make this match, but we can't do it here today. Folks, we got to go to a commercial break or something. Ladies and gentlemen,
Give it up for Draco. Martin, you started this. Don't you dare go away. More action when we return.
Opera GX. Trying to play a game while you're watching your favorite YouTuber on the side, and then boom, your game starts lagging because you're...
Been here since day one, and you've had an opportunity to not only work with, but personally help train each and every member of the Stars of Tomorrow, and that culminates right here on our two-week blockbuster spectacular. Derek King, what's it mean to you?
It means a lot to me because, you know, Dustin, you know, we've traveled the world together. I mean, to see these young women and men do what they want to do in the wrestling business, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I mean, we just saw right here, I mean, this young lady, she did everything she could. And look, I can't be more proud than everybody else here. I am excited to be here. I'm excited to be a part of it. Excited to be a coach.
Coach Derek King, who would have ever thought? Now, when you and I were coming up, we did not have a training facility like this. All right, Big John Dalton, we appreciate it. But what brings you out here today?
Well, I ain't been able to wrestle in a while. And my dad went to the championship wrestling committee and had a waiver signed for me to wrestle.
Well, it definitely appears to be a waiver. Your mom and your dad have both signed it. So what does this mean, Big John Dalton?
Well, I feel like I'm ready to wrestle, and I want my first match to be against my coach, Derek, by God, greater than Great Keith.
You know, a part of me really loves the spunk on this, but DK, you were just challenged by Big John Dalton.
You know, Mr. Dalton, if you will, I just watched you parade around here and you challenged me. Derek King, I mean, we've had these things happen before, but if you want to challenge me, I say okay. I'm with it.
Whoa! Wait just a second, Derek! The challenge was accepted, and we will have that match. John Dalton, you all right? Welcome back to ringside. Terrence Ward, are you ready?
I am ready, Dustin. It's time for our main event.
That's right. You saw the highlights just a moment ago. It's time to get done talking about it and start being about it. Coach Derek the King, one-on-one with Big John Dalton, and that match is next. Stay with us.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Sonic steak, butter, bacon, cheeseburger.
Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com.
Join us tomorrow for our next live TV taping featuring our Memphis Trios Tournament. Get your tickets in advance and save $5 with code word TRIO at checkout. Order now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at wrestlecenter901.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Big John Dalton!
Big John Dalton is moments away from going one-on-one with his coach in the main event on Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow. Before you enter the squared circle for the first time, tell us what's on your mind.
There's a lot on my mind. Last week, Coach Derek slapped me in the face, but tonight, I'm slapping back.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's ready! Big John Dalton, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Derek the King!
DK!
Coach, Derek, whatever you want to call you. It's the big moment that we've all been waiting for. Last week, you slapped Big John Dalton in the face. This week, he says he's going to return the favor.
Well, I don't see that in my future, but I will say this. Big John Dalton, I might have taught you everything you know, but I didn't teach you everything that I know. We'll see what happens tonight.
Main event headed to the ring, and let's head back to ringside with the official introductions with Terrence Moore.
The following contest is our main event, scheduled with television time remaining. It is a teacher versus student match. Introducing Curtis. Put your hands together for Big John Dalton!
Big John Dalton getting a superstar ovation here today.
And introducing next, from Memphis, Tennessee, weighing in at 220 pounds, Derek the King!
Teacher versus student, the bell is about to ring, and I am Dustin Starr, and I have the honor and the privilege of being joined by the one and only Memphis wrestling legend, world champion himself, King Cobra. Welcome to the broadcast position.
Thanks for having me out here. You know, last week when Dustin, he kind of stepped over his bounds and slapped the guy. John Dalton is one of the students at the wrestling center. And he's a dedicated student. He has all the enthusiasm. And if he can hold his composure, I think he'll do good.
You know, I think that's a good point. That's the voice of Memphis legend King Cobra. This is a huge moment for Big John Dalton. It's his very first match against his trainer, Derek the King. Now, DK is no stranger to big matches.
Right. But John Dalton, he's a young guy, he's just trying to get started, and it's an honor and a privilege for him to get a match like this. But he's going to have to stay on his P's and Q's and don't get too excited and don't, you know, overexert himself and don't leave yourself open for, you know, because Derek King is one of those guys that know all the tricks.
Absolutely. Derek the King is one of the very best that Memphis Wrestling has to offer. He's been through hell and back with the Hollywood Click. Meanwhile, he's been training the stars of tomorrow, and listen to this audience, King Cobra. They are 100% behind Big John Dalton, and with that being said, Derek King is a fan favorite here in Memphis Wrestling as they lock up like two bulls.
YouTube Premium is ad-free YouTube and exclusive access to all things VIP.
Now, one would say that DK really has nothing to gain but everything to lose.
Right.
He's expected to beat his student, isn't he?
Yes, he should. You know, he has all the experience. Derek King been around. Derek King has been in some of the toughest matches around the Mid-South area. So he know all the tricks. He know all the stuff that he needs to do. And he's going to not lose his composure. And a young guy like Dalton can get excited. The adrenaline start going and he can make mistakes. But so far, he's looking good.
Saw it last week in our Memphis Wrestling Internet Championship match. Tim Bosby almost made history. The adrenaline, but that experience is what hampered him in the final seconds of the match. Now Big John Dalton asserting himself. Big shoulder tackle and Wrestle Center erupts. And DK might be thinking, maybe this kid's a little tougher than I thought.
Well, whether he's as tough as he thought or not, Derek King going to have to put out to eat this guy because this guy is determined to get it.
Here's the great thing about sports, especially professional wrestling. It only takes 3 seconds.
One mistake.
That's it. One mistake and 3 seconds. And it's a lot of fun right here watching this capacity crowd at the Wrestle Center going nuts for Big John Dalton. Another big shoulder tackle. Down goes DK. Oh no, you're not going to hip toss 300 pounds of Big John Dalton. Instead, you get sent right on your backside, and Derek needs a timeout.
Yes, Derek, you have to watch Derek, though. Derek, he'll accept certain things, but then he's trying to feel the guy out. But if John Dalton doesn't make any mistakes, the It could be an upset.
So far, so good. Big John Dalton staying inside the squared circle, not going outside of the ring. That's not what we teach at the Wrestle Center. But here in just a minute.
Well, wait just a second. DK, you looking at me?
You can't be any help to him.
No, I'm not going to be any help to him. Matter of fact, not really pulling for anybody here, but Big John Dalton has set the Wrestle Center on fire, and you love to see it. DK slowly getting back into the ring.
This could turn into a very big feud.
We're going to find out. The fans are 100% behind Big John Dalton. We're going to step away for our final commercial break. Don't you dare miss the conclusion to this main event.
The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com.
Alternative. 96X is Memphis. And this is the 96X Insult of the Week.
Stars of Tomorrow? Is that a joke? They'll be lucky if some of these even live to see tomorrow, because we got the stars of today in the house, baby.
Listen live anywhere in the world at 96XMemphis.com. Memphis Wrestling is on fire. Catch us live tomorrow at the Wrestle Center. Don't miss the Memphis Trios Tournament live. Plus, the return of Buff the Stuff Bagwell. 12:30 VIP and 1:45 bell time. That's tomorrow at the Wrestle Center. Saturday, November 19th is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch AEW Full Gear with us. It's free to watch. Sunday, December 4th, we celebrate Hardcore Holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Saturday, December 17th is our annual Grind City Rumble, where it's every man and woman for themselves. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling Main Event. Oh! What a clothesline from DK.
That's what I was talking about. Go to the well once too much. One too many times.
DK with a big, ferocious clothesline right to the chin of Big John Dalton. And let's tell the story here a little bit. Big John Dalton is too young to be in the squared circle. He was not able to compete, and his mom and dad came together to sign the waiver for him to issue the challenge to Derek King to have his first match right here at the Wrestle Center on television. Huge.
Well,
huge body slam from Big John Dalton. Nobody home.
Those are the mistakes that you have to watch out for.
Only acts one.
I can't blame John Dalton for wanting this match. I don't blame him. Man slapped you on TV like Derek did him last week. Hey, he deserved the shot. But I wouldn't say he should be in this match, but if his mom and dad signed the waiver, then they got
right to the face. I agree with you 100%. Just imagine how long it took him to talk his family into signing that waiver. Now he's in there with one of the best, like I said, the king of Memphis Wrestling. There's no dirty tactics here, King Cobra. But Derek does need to show him who's boss.
Well, you're right about
you
that.
You can hear. You're a trainer. Captain at the Wrestle Center.
Well, yeah, John Dalton is one of the top students in the training right now. To be his age, take myself. I started out at the bottom and worked my way all the way up to the World Championship. But you gotta have that kind of determination. If you don't think you can do it, who's gonna think you can? So he think he can do it. So get a young man a chance.
I tell you what, there's nobody more supportive of Big John Dalton chasing his dreams than his family, especially his father, Brandon. Big shout out to Big Daddy, who is sitting there probably with tears in his eyes watching his son go to work. Almost picked up the victory there. That's two.
We got two.
1 second away, or a split second away, from Big John Dalton pulling off one of the biggest upsets in the history of Memphis Wrestling. Irish whip. Here comes Big John Dalton.
YouTube Music is a music app with over 80 million official songs. That's so many songs you could keep listening until your great, 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 great grandkid was born. Get YouTube Music.
Big clothesline from Derek, and he really took his head off with that one.
Derek is opening up right now. That's what I was saying. When you get over anxious and you make mistakes like the young guys used to do, and that's what it costs you. If John can just hold his composure and keep doing the things that he was doing to get to where he is now, he'll be all right.
Last week, it started with a challenge, and it ended with a slap to the face. Now, we are in the main event of our second week of our blockbuster spectacular, The Stars of Tomorrow, and Coach DK, the King, throwing left jabs right to Big John Dalton's face. Oh, here we go, Cobra. Dalton returning the favor. Super kick. But look at this, the ring presence of Big John Dalton. Tell the people why he rolled out of the ring, Cobra.
He knew that Gary King had momentum going right then, so the only thing he could do to stop that momentum was roll out of the ring. Hey, you got a 5 count on the outside.
10 count, Memphis Wrestling.
Yeah, you got a 10 count on the outside the ring, so hey, he took advantage of that.
Now, Derek King finishes off every opponent with the super kick, so Big John Dalton had the wherewithal and the ring presence to roll out of the ring, kept him from getting his shoulders pinned to the mat as well. Now, Derek not only has to pick up 300 pounds, get him back in the ring, but hopefully Dalton's caught his breath a little bit. One, two, and
he did.
Kicked out. Smart move by Big John Dalton, and that's exactly what we train and teach at the Wrestle Center.
Had he not rolled out of the ring, the match would be over right now.
Well, look at this.
Oh, come on, Derek.
I was just about to say, if you want to train to be a sports entertainer or a professional wrestler, go to WrestleCenter901.com. But this is not what we teach at the Wrestle Center. DK grabbing a chair.
But, you know, if I was in DK's position, I would be ashamed to have to use the chair to whoop a student.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. But the tempers are flaring. Might have reached a boiling point. There's no way this will be a disqualification. No way DK hits his own trainee with a chair. Don't do it, DK. DK, I apologize for yelling into the microphone, trying to get Derek's attention. He does not need to do this, Cobra. Referee David Knight doing the right thing here, trying to talk some sense into Derek. Big John Dalton putting up a hell of a fight, enough to where DK says, let me get some backup. DK throws the chair to the side, goes back to work on Big John Dalton. Once again, I'm Dustin Starr, joined by King Cobra.
He caught him in midair.
Big slam! This could be it! One, two! Is that a two?
Two and a half!
Oh my goodness! Upset alert, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what anybody says. That would have been the biggest upset in the history of Memphis Wrestling. Both men are down. What a matchup this has been. Our Stars of Tomorrow in week one and week two have over-delivered.
Regardless of how this match goes, you see a star in the making right now.
Absolutely. We're going to be seeing Big John Dalton inside that squared circle for a long, long time. Big Boot catches the super kick. Ducks. Super kick! Is that it? One, two, three, and it is!
Here is your winner, Derek the King!
Derek the King picks up the victory! And you can hear the boos, and that's not really for Derek. Those boos are because they had high hopes that Big John Dalton could pull off the upset. Let's take a look back at the instant replay presented by Memphis Wrestling Live. Join us right here at the Wrestle Center tomorrow. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. King Cobra, it's been an absolute pleasure calling the action with you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
DK picks up the victory. We're running low on time. We'll stay with you as long as we can. Super kick is the end game for Big John Dalton. For King Cobra, I am Dustin Starr, saying so long, everybody.